This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Greg Struby is joining us. He is from Horton, and he serves as the chair of the Kansas Soybean Yield and Value Contest Committee. Greg, the Kansas Soybean Yield and Value Contest still has time to enter. And, of course, you're looking for those who are interested in being able to do that and how well they raise their soybeans, too.
Absolutely, Greg. It's a great example, a great way for guys to get some entries in. Last year, we've had up to 100 bushel, 104.14 bushel, I believe. So you've got until December the 1st to get entries in. It's got to be postmarked by December the 1st.
And, Greg, how many different reporting districts are there in the state of Kansas for this contest?
I think, actually, when you look at the map there, Greg, it's actually 8 districts that we can actually be entered into for irrigated, non-irrigated. So guys can go all the way across the state, enter in. That's what we want to see. There's a lot of entries and a lot of money that gets handed out at the expo beginning of every January. But there's also some money that goes unclaimed. So we'd love to be able to see as many entries as we can.
So this goes into irrigated, dry land, and they also look at value as well.
Yeah, so we send entries in. It's based off protein and oil. And so if a gentleman or if an operation decides they don't want to do the actual harvest contest, we can go ahead and take, you know, I usually tell guys to grab a half gallon to a gallon of soybeans, send them in to us, get them to us, and we'll send them in, get them analyzed. And those entries are also available to get first, second, and third, which pays up to $300 for that first place entry.
And it's conventional dry land, no-till dry land, conventional till irrigated, and no-till irrigated. Is that correct?
Yes. And yes, when you say conventional, that is for the tillage on conventional.
What's the deadline once again for them to enter?
Mine is December the 1st. Got to be postmarked by December the 1st. Probably one big thing that I'd like to let everybody know is make sure we have somebody there that has to witness taking it out of the field. So usually a lot of extension personnel, go to K-State Extension Office, maybe get in touch with them. But if we can get a witness there to help take it out, doesn't take too long, and we'd sure appreciate it.
And those entries need to be sent to the Soybean Association office?
Yes. And you can go to the Kansas Soybean Association, which is kansassoybeans.org, and there's all the rules and entry information as far as where you need to send or maybe as far as contacting for any additional rule clarifications.
Greg, I appreciate you joining us. Thank you very much.
Hey, I appreciate it, Greg. Thank you.
That is Greg Struby from Horton, who serves as the chair of the Kansas Soybean Yield and Value Contest Committee, as he joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.